Take my lips, O Lord, and speak through them. Take our minds and think with them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
On August 15th, and today, for us and many throughout Christendom, we celebrate the Feast of St. Mary, commonly called the Assumption. In today's Gospel, we hear Luke tell of Mary's visit to Elizabeth and her response, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." God summoned Mary to a very special task, to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Hymns throughout the century have been composed and churches named in the honor of Mary. For me, I see her as the ultimate disciple and the largest supporter of Jesus. My hope is that I can live into the example that Mary set by word and action in her life. When Father Cauchy asked if I would like to preach today, I was thrilled, as I already knew what the readings were and the music having been selected. What better text for an Episcopal musician to speak about than the Magnificat? Mary sums everything up in her ultimate song of praise. But this was just the beginning of her ministry, so I can't very well stop there. You see, things could all be very different. What if Mary had ignored God calling her at the Annunciation? What if Mary said no when she was chosen to be Jesus' mother at the Nativity? What if Mary wouldn't step outside of her comfort zone and allow Jesus to use his voice and preach in the temple? What might have happened if Jesus was not encouraged to perform his first miracle at the wedding feast at Cana? Mary's holy life began with a response to the angel Gabriel. "Let it be to me according to God's will." The Annunciation marks a pivotal point in our life as Christians. You see, following Mary's example, we are inspired to listen for God calling each one of us to do something greater. Father David uses a blessing that includes the phrase, "And be silent, for sometimes God is but a whisper." Is God calling you? When Mary was visited by Gabriel, no doubt she was astounded and overwhelmed. And I imagine the emotions didn't stop there. Why would God be calling me? I'm just a girl. I couldn't possibly do that. Why not someone else? Because God deemed Mary worthy of her call. At baptism, each of us are called to do the work of the church, to spread the good news to the poor, the friendless, and the needy, called to respect the dignity of every human being by loving our neighbors as ourselves. So again, I ask, is God calling you? Are you being called to serve on a committee here at St. Peter's? Maybe the vestry or the stewardship committee? Maybe the call is to help with the food pantry or be a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you are called to stand in a pulpit just like this and proclaim God's love to the world. God is calling. Listen up and just do it. The next event in Mary's life was the Nativity. She brought new life into the world and brought the Word to life. How are we bringing the Word to life? What is our new creation? God's people are in need every day, in need of love, support, affirmation, and inclusion, in need of community. How can we bring community to God's people? What will our new creation be? Perhaps it's joining the knitting group, or hosting a weekly Bible study or book club. Maybe you have talents in the arts or music. Create something. Mary brought the Word into the world. Now it's our turn. Bring the Word into the world. Just do it. Now think back to a time when you had to step outside of your comfort zone. Imagine your little one getting up and telling Father Cauchy or Father David, "No, no, no, no. This is how things really are. teaching them about the law and the prophets and God's plan for creation, might make you feel a little uncomfortable. Mary certainly felt this way and even encouraged Jesus to just come home. Mary was quickly reminded that she was part of a larger plan that God had in store. Mary again needed to step outside of that comfortable place and stand behind Jesus as he taught in the temple, as he used his voice. In today's world, we have instances of social inequality, violence and genocide because of race and creed. We have neighbors who lay hungry in the streets and people without access to health care because it's too expensive. When is it our turn to step outside of our comfort zones and challenge the status quo? Stand with Mary, use your voice to be a voice for the voiceless, and just do it. We now find ourselves at the feast of the wedding at Cana. The host ran out of wine. What is to be done? Jesus, at Mary's request, instructs his friends to fill the jars with water. They, of course, looked at him, bewildered and baffled. And Mary steps in and tells them, just do it. Which, being a woman, was unheard of. Who was Mary to ask this of Jesus? Or better yet, tell his disciples to get their act together? Here we see Mary encouraging the plan of salvation. This was the first of Jesus' miracles, the starting point of something greater than anyone could imagine. Now we, like Mary, can be that person of encouragement for someone who needs a little nudge, be it a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, or a student. Encourage someone to perform their first miracle and change the world. Just do it. Moving to the foot of the cross on Good Friday, the angel's prophecy is fulfilled in saying that a sword will pierce Mary's soul too, as Jesus, the Messiah, has been crucified. In this moment of grief, Mary again has to let go. Say once again, just do it. Let it be to me according to God's will. Now, we all know the rest of the story. Jesus' resurrection on the third day, his ascension into heaven, and the sending of his Spirit at Pentecost. Through Jesus' life, in every good moment, and in every not so good moment, we see Mary faithful to her call. Just do it, she says. Build the kingdom of God. Pave the way. These things may cause us to feel as though we are going through our own personal Good Friday. But as Christians, we have and know the promise of Easter and the joy of resurrection. Listen, for God is calling. Bring new life into the world. Use your voice for the voiceless. Encourage someone's first miracle. Just do it. Amen.